Hit it.
Tell me about riding those horses.
It turns out he's not a horser.
Yeah, I feel conflicted. I don't even know if I have it in me to play Bushman sound clips right now.
I don't know.
It's a deep feeling of betrayal by the Bush.
If you guys listened to episode 200, which was the last episode, you know that the Bushmen betrayed us.
Yeah, the way this will pull the curtain back a touch here. So episode, real timeline as we're recording this, episode 200 was Thursday night. Yesterday, Friday, we recorded Beach Cops, which was mentally and physically draining, as John Little will tell you. No. And now today, Saturday, we are back recording this episode, which will actually be episode 202.
No, this is
201.
I thought we would talk about 200 a little bit in 201, and then Sean Patton will be 202.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that'll be July 7th or 8th, something.
O'Neill's visiting the Deutschland, so we are doing a lot of podcasting in a little bit of time.
It was also just how it kind of worked out, too.
Yeah.
Like, we got a little behind.
Yeah.
And then we had stuff. But you know how Bushman says...
Never turns a blowjob down?
No. What do you say? Wait, what's this thing? You never something on a Bushman?
Never bet on the Bushman?
No, doesn't he say something like that? Oh, never turn a... Well, I guess... Anyway, I don't know if that's even a statement anymore. It might be delirious now. I think it should be, you can never count on a Bushman.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to condemn the entire Bushman people.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it's just this particular Bushman.
Yeah, he burned us. He burned us good.
Last minute.
Should we talk about the theory that we have? We won't say specific.
No, we won't say.
There's somebody Bush, you know, does other stuff with.
We'll just say that there might be a little birdie in his ear.
Yeah, and we think this person may have said, Bush, don't do the show. There's been, Bush has intimated that to us before, that he's been told to back off of doing stuff with us. And we think, because it's so last minute, Bush is never...
He was all on board when you talked to him on a Monday.
He's always a pain in the ass, but he's never stood us up.
No.
This is the first.
I mean, he did the Comedy Store podcast.
Yeah.
This would have been a live show. People would have... This is what I don't get. This would have made his... This would have been the great bookend to his career.
I mean...
Coming back from the ether.
And where else would he have had... That room would have erupted for the Bush.
It would have been like 5 minutes standing ovation for the Bushman.
And I think it would have been... Someone was saying they had weed for him. The people had drinks. I mean, it would have been... It would have been a live performance that he hasn't experienced in probably, I don't know...
20 years.
At least.
Yeah.
And he said no. I mean, I had something else to do is what he said. No, and then I called a million times, emailed, still no word
still
from the
hasn't.
Guy.
And this, that
no
was
apology.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say he's never going to be on the show, but it's going to be an uphill battle for, he definitely has some explaining to do.
He's got some Valerie planning to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's you give the guy, you know, gave him
too bad,
a platform.
Man. I think what breaks my heart is that I just know that he would have loved it.
Oh, he would have been.
He would have loved it.
Yeah.
It was right up his alley. It's everything he wants. All this adulation.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever he said, people would have been dying.
Maybe he was nervous because it was the very room where Jimmy grabbed his stuffing, allegedly.
It's true. I also think that maybe he's like, I'm older. I don't want people to see me like this.
Yeah, he was nervous.
The other thing is he does say that we owe him $15,000.
for Daddy Knows Best, starring Steve Renazzisi, who made a surprise appearance on the show.
And I think he thinks that he made this podcast, too.
I think the people in his ear may be telling him he's like a real intricate part of this podcast.
Yeah, and they're not even offering you money.
He's a part of it, but he's not. He hasn't made it.
Nobody else asked for a ride there.
No.
Everyone else got there under their own power.
Yeah, that's the problem with the Bush, is there's a lot of demands.
Yeah.
And, not very grateful either sometimes.
No.
It's just a lot of give me, give me, give me, give me. And then I got to go take a break during the show.
Yes.
I got to go smoke this ratty joint that I have in my hand.
And here's the thing. It's not, he can't himself just go out there. He needs some people that kind of know how to milk him a little bit.
Wait, someone say milking?
Yeah, the milking station.
By the way, playing the audio.
I think it was my favorite, because that guy, hearing it from a, you know, when you're at a distance and you're in a packed room, you're a little more focused, hearing that first 10 seconds, that guy sounds identical.
Well, then just seeing his reaction, sink like, oh, Jesus.
Hearing the audience reaction.
So after our Beach Cops, which was... it's weird. I don't think people understand, because I think you can dismiss Beach Cops and make a mistake of like, it's just people being idiots. But it's to be able to have your mind it's dumb to say, but as sharp ready to fire as we have it for like 2+ hours, and to laugh that, like, it's physically exhausting to like, because we're laughing a lot.
Because it's so I said, do you think that, you know how you overdo anything? There's ill effects to it. I was like, do you think you could possibly laugh too hard that you actually are doing damage? Like, you're releasing too much serotonin in your brain.
Yeah, I don't know.
It has an effect later on, like a few days later.
So I had a spot at the Comedy Store last night at 12:15 in the main room. I believe Tracy Burgess was there, the Burge.
Okay. Good man. Made it out. The guy's seen us twice live.
One time he drove 5 hours. This time he took a flight.
He's a true blue beach pony.
That is a true blue beach pony. So I was like, oh man, I was at my apartment. I was like, I don't even know if I can go perform.
This is when you need coffee.
Yeah, I was just feeling it, but I was like, I can pull through. So I go to the store, and then room's pretty packed. And I get on stage, and I just saw it in the crowd's eyes. That room has a weird expiration, like a minute. And once it gets past that minute, they're like, we're done.
I've seen it happen. It always happens right before one of us. It's that time slot.
It's so weird, though, that like, because there's still pockets of them who are like, hey, we want to have a good time.
But the room's too big.
Yes.
Pockets can love you, but if they're like in the back.
Oh, it's horrible.
You just, and also, I tape my sets in that room a lot, and I think I'm doing terrible, and I'm pissed. And then I listen, and I go, oh, it wasn't that bad.
No, I mean, I didn't.
It's weird how the room doesn't carry sound.
I didn't completely bomb, but it wasn't great.
It was below what you know. You're like, I'm better than this.
Yes.
And sometimes when I go in there, it's me. And sometimes I go, oh no, this is the crowd. Like, they're just done.
Yeah, I was like, I think usually a comic's instinct, most comics, is like, it was me.
Comics, yes. I blame myself more than I blame others at the crowd.
Yeah, but then you also have to, like, for your own preservation, be like, well...
But sometimes it genuinely is the crowd.
Yeah, and so last night, it was just one of those where, like, they were just... I could just see it. They were like, they were just done. I was trying everything, just really fucking... And yeah, I couldn't...
I've had those, especially two where you're, like, halfway, and then maybe halfway through you stumble upon something that gets you maybe 5 minutes... life.
This is all I could think of when I was up there.
They're through. They're done.
So Tracy, I gave it my all. Lee saw a very similar occurrence with me in the main room.
It's tough in those time slots.
Especially in the main room. The OR is a more manageable where you can go right to the people who
sometimes.
Like you. Sometimes, not always.
A lot of times, but sometimes you're like, this the main is room, not
though,
winnable.
They have that expiration. It's a hard out time, and they're like, we're done. But so it was... I stepped on a minefield as well, because I saw this guy who had a hat that caught my eye. And I was like, what's that hat mean?
Uh-oh.
And then he said something, and I was like, I couldn't understand him. And I was like, when he talked, I was like, oh, this guy might be mentally handicapped.
Oh, really?
And he's like, is this from Howard Stern? And I
was wait, like, was it one of the guy with the whack pack?
It was a whack packer.
No way. And it was a real whack packer from Stern.
But the crowd hated. I didn't even shit on the guy. I just like was talking to him.
It's different. It's different times we're living in.
And so he when I talked to him, he kind of like turned, like moved to the side, and then I was like, oh, okay, this guy's wearing a Superman cape. A Superman shirt.
You didn't notice any of that.
I just saw the hat because he looked like a normal guy.
Oh fuck!
He had like
dude.
A he had like a tattoo.
Christ,
like
dude.
And he's like, and so then I was like, wait,
that's
what?
That's a minefield. Yeah.
So that was part of it as well. He said something, and I was like, wait, what'd you say? And I missed, and then I was like, oh, because I heard the Stern, and so I was able to do some backwards math, and I was like, did you say your speech impediment man from Howard Stern? He's like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay.
And people, they don't know. And so they just think you're talking to a guy who's
yeah.
got problems.
Yeah. And so then I was like, oh, I was an intern there in 2002. I'm a fan of the show. I've never heard of speech impediment. He's like,
new, though.
He's like, I've been calling since the 90s. And
really?
I was like, what? I've never heard of this guy
dude,
in my
I've never
life.
Heard?
I've never heard of speech impediment, man. He's no Beetlejuice or.
No. Well, he might have been like a lower level guy
yeah.
for a long time.
And so then he said, like, I did get a laugh because he said like he wanted to like come on stage to do comedy, which in hindsight I should have allowed.
Never. Oh,
no,
wow.
I know. That's what I said. I go, hey man, I'm not new to the game. I'm not giving my mic to you.
We've seen it happen
yeah.
twice.
Never goes well.
Terrible.
I mean,
not us, but we've seen somebody else do it.
I Googled him when I got home. He does stand up, and he there was a clip of him at Zany's in Nashville, which Tracy Burgess
yeah
saw us. Was it? No, was it?
Yeah,
it was Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, that's a weird link. But yeah, it's a speech impediment, man. Did me no favors as well.
That's a, yeah.
All I said was, what's your, I just saw the hat had initials that said SIM, and then I see the cape, and I'm like, fuck, how do I get out of this?
You get that. I had a bad one once where it was a guy, I was looking at his tattoos. He had a tattoo of his dead daughter.
Yikes.
Tough to, even when you're like, trying to back out of it, it's already set a tone that's like,
well, like,
and even the guy like didn't want to like,
yeah,
he didn't want to ruin the show, but it's just like a fucking downer.
No, it's hard. And then it's in your head
and then
I'm
like yeah,
oh,
I
wish that didn't happen. But yeah, speech impediment, man.
That's a crazy,
you sitting way too close. Wait, you're sitting close.
And you didn't see a cape at all on
no,
the back.
No cape. If I'd seen the cape, I wouldn't have talked to him at all.
Was Ingram on that show?
He was, yeah.
Did he talk to him?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
It seems like if he would have, if you passed him in the hall, he'd be like, look, dude.
It would have warned
speech
me.
Speech impediment man's in there. Because sometimes people die laughing when you go to someone and you're like, oh, somebody's already been here for a while.
Yeah.
Working this.
Yeah, and Eleanor was right before me too, which probably doesn't help my cause.
Did she talk to him?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I was in the green room. Probably another mistake I made.
Yeah.
So that was last night.
It's whatever.
We had the high of the big 200 show in the belly room, and then the next night low of
it happens.
The main
like
room
that.
Kicking me in the dick.
Yeah, yeah. That's the beauty of the entertainment business.
Yeah.
It's like a professional athlete. You're like, we're on a winning streak, and then you lose. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, that can't be tough. As the great Fraser Smith would say,
that Pauly Maginani fight in
Malignaggi
and Artem Lobov is tonight.
It's tonight.
Yeah,
really.
It's 9 p.m. Pacific time.
Where is
it?
On?
Atlantic, whatever Eastern time. I think, I don't know. I'm going to watch it on YouTube.
You're going to get on BetDSI. It's obviously too late for people listening. But.
No, but for the next one. Oh, Lieben's on this one, too.
Yeah, I saw he was fighting.
He's like, because they asked him about that Pauly
Malignaggi
guy. And he's like, that guy's actually, Lieben's like really fucking matured now. He's like, I don't agree with a lot of stuff he did. You know, the spit in the face. Let's just say it wasn't classy.
Wow.
That's what normally he would have like.
Wow.
But he's like, all right, whatever.
It's a grown up lead.
Yeah. He's a good guy now. He's a good dude.
Speaking of BetDSI, get the app. Use it on your phone. Use the promo code DEAL101. You can bet on will the Bushman ever be on the show again? That's not...
it's not a real one.
It's not a real one,
imagine.
But it should be. You can bet on all sorts of stuff like that. You can bet on sports, MMA, horse racing, What is coming up? Right now is a weird dull. It's a dull period.
NBA's done.
NBA's over. Baseball's not yet to the playoffs.
Is The Bachelor still going?
NFL's coming up toward like August, but it's a while away.
Yeah.
Bachelor's on. I think you can bet on that.
You can gamble on The Bachelor.
MMA's obviously full year round.
You got some good cards. Dude, there's the fucking... you got the Khabib versus Ferguson coming up.
Yeah, Tony F.
And you got the fucking Nate Diaz versus the old, what's his face? The brothers from Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, Pettis.
Yeah, the Pettises.
Yeah, Courtney was going to go to that card, but I think we're going to be out of town.
Oh, really?
It's in Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
But
she get tickets?
I think she was just going to go with her dad.
Oh, okay.
But I
think father-daughter MMA trip.
They've been before.
Really? Is he a big MMA fan?
Picture on my fridge of Courtney's dad with Demetrius Johnson.
Oh, really?
Mighty Mouse.
Hey, is Anthony Johnson working for this bare knuckle fight championship?
Oh, I don't know.
I saw a guy looked just like him. Like
he weighed 300 pounds?
Huge.
Oh, he was in the video with... Yeah, he
he was. That was him.
Yeah, he
was. In the video, breaking those fake fight that didn't ever happen.
Yeah.
But they used clickbait to get you to click on it.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of last night, I see in my notes, I would have forgot this. So I realized it wasn't my night. So I had the set. I was like, didn't go how I wanted. So I was leaving. And sometimes, if you don't know the Comedy Store... There are employees who have to park. They can't park in the lot. They have to park up this hill. It's like a pretty steep walk. So when I was leaving, the lot guy was trying to figure out who would drive this woman. I've seen her there, I think.
She works there?
I guess. I think like one of the cooks.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, hey, can you give her a ride? He like introduced me to her. He's like, can you drive her? And I was like, yeah, that's cool.
What ended up happening?
So I drive her. And like, because he was like trying to tell her I was okay. I was like, I'm the one giving
she's
her the
like,
ride.
No. Wait, did she speak English?
Yeah, she spoke perfect English.
Oh,
she's so, like, some of them don't.
She's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go with them.
Yeah, so she was just like sitting there like waiting. And I was like, yeah, I'll give you a ride.
Yeah.
So as we're driving, I had to move Baby Barb's car seat because like the passenger front seat, like it won't move back because it'll hit it. So I had to move it so she could like
have really
any sort of leg room.
You're sitting in the back.
It's just, I mean, that's weird.
You had to undo it?
No, it's just like, it's literally easy. It's like a quick button.
Okay.
Like it's one of the ones you can unattach and carry the baby.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, so I just moved it for her and I moved the seat. And she's like, oh, you have a baby? And I said, yeah. And she's asking me about her, what her name was, how old she was. And she's like, oh, I love kids. And she's like, if I ever have kids, if I have a son, I want to name him Guy. After Guy Fieri.
No.
Because he's my hero.
Did you kick her out of the car?
I was like, I was looking around like, am I being fucking punked? Like, is this a joke?
She told her, get the fuck out of the
car. She said, and she said Guy Fieri, like the accent. Oh, like
she added all the letters that aren't actually in his name.
Yeah. And and she's like.
You got to point her out to me because I got to avoid her.
She's like, he's my hero.
Shut
I swear to God.
Up.
I was like, this
why? And does she want to be a culinary person?
And I was like I was like I'm not gonna shit on this guy. I mean, she genuinely like
well, you can't what would you argue with somebody who loves
when it's
them?
Like it's their heroes.
Was gonna name a kid after him. You're not gonna
no I know
you're picking a fight that will end in a stalemate.
So I was like oh okay. And she's like, you know, he's just like so comfortable being himself, and I just think that's such like a great way to be. And I was just like, oh my God. I've never met somebody who's like Guy Fieri.
Dude,
also,
he's not being himself.
No, I know.
It's like a fucking, it's the biggest persona of all time.
I know.
He might as well be like, oh, I love how these professional wrestlers are just being themselves.
It's like Pauly Shore is the weasel character. It's so genuine.
Well, he actually is kind of, that is Pauly.
I was like, it's not my night. It's the universe telling me.
Were you doing a lot of, oh yeah, okay,
pretty much, yeah. Yep. And when she said that, I was like, I can't even believe that was just said to me. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
But you know what? Maybe we'll change her mind.
Yeah, I don't think she will listen to this because she's like, didn't you have like a big show here the other night? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, how was it? Like, so she like,
oh, she had no idea.
Yeah, I don't think she really has any clue.
So then we can say whatever we want.
Yeah. So to meet someone who's like, I'm going to name a child, after Guy Fieri was...
That's a bold move.
It was baffling. What if he commits a crime later on in life? Or, you know what I mean? Like, where he becomes disgraced.
Why didn't you say... why you name him after Hunter, his son? She'd be like, you know about Hunter?
You should name him Hunter Ryder, Guy Fieri.
Why don't you name her Hunter Guy?
She should name him Guy Fieri and then whatever her last name is. Middle name is Fieri.
Oh, Fieri? Yeah. Well, it's not Fieri, dude. It's Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Fieri.
Well, it's technically Fieri.
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 It's Fieri.
He's so genuine. I was like, yeah, very genuine guy.
It's a, yeah. Well, point her out to me next time.
Yeah, I'll show you who she is.
When I was looking up for that 7-Up cake, if you listen to episode 200, you know that we had a 7-Up cake in there. By the way, thanks to everybody who came out.
Yeah.
People that sent well wishes. Everybody, it was a great night.
Thanks for all the listeners who've joined us on the first 200 on this ride.
Yeah, it was a it was great.
Yeah, at the end, really, I was trying to thank everyone. We had to kind of get out quick. But thank you to everyone who's ever sent in an article. Thank you to everyone who's committed acts of bestiality that we've been able to talk about.
Yeah, without you, there would be no Dan O'Neill podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Keep doing it, and we'll keep talking about
it. Yeah, absolutely. And people came great distances. People came from Canada.
Yeah.
East Coast.
Like Washington
Midwest.
State.
Midwest. Yeah.
Yeah, the turnout was tremendous, and it was great to have just that, you know, when you do stand up like we do, more often than not, no one knows who the fuck we are.
Well, sometimes there'll be
a handful.
Yeah,
I'm saying,
here
like,
and there,
to have a full
more.
Crowd
oh, yeah.
that
of
like
your own.
Appreciates what, yeah, it's our own crowd was great.
Yeah, we also have some extra posters for sale.
Yeah, if anybody wants those, how are we doing this? They hit us up online.
Hit you, send them to your, or send their address to your email, and then Venmo, and then you can give them the Venmo.
Yes.
And then it'll be $15. That's shipping and everything.
Yeah. So hit me up at danishthemayor@gmail.com if you're interested in the 200th episode poster.
We've got some leftover posters, and they're sweet. They're 12x18.
If you want them signed or anything,
cardstock. Yeah.
Tell me in the email what you want on there.
You may have seen people posting them online. They're pretty nice.
Andrew did some Babes of Dongaria on some of
them. I know. I saw that. I was like, holy hand.
Courtney was being asked to sign posters as Barb, and then she's like, I'm not Barb. And like, yeah, okay.
She's not.
Yeah, that's we know that, but they didn't know that.
She's Courtney.
Yeah.
She's not Barb.
Yeah.
Nobody here plays two roles.
Yeah, so she was like, it was weird because I was telling them I wasn't Barb, but they weren't
believing.
So
would she sign it as Barb?
Yeah, she's like, I'll sign it.
You might as well burn that poster because that's not the real Barb.
If you bring that into Pawn Stars, the Barb Danish O'Neill experts, like,
yeah,
that is not Barb's signature.
No, he's like, we have Danish O'Neill here.
Before I forget this, happy belated birthday to Steph Brush. Lee,
long time fan.
Lee told me to hit that up, but I was like, sorry, we have a bunch of
pre-recorded. We're all out of.
I wanted to get that out there. Speaking of Lee, I got to do this too because of This is kind of a long story, but Lee, so Courtney, like, put, she's like, I need to put something on your computer. And I was like, what? What is this?
sounds like.
And so she's like, it's from Lee. And I was like, okay, like, what is it? And she's like, I can't tell you what it is. And I was like, I still don't know what it is. We're going to play it right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you haven't listened to this?
Yeah.
What if it's like a confession to a crime?
Or it could be like child porn. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Who knows? Lee, I'm not saying Lee's into that, but maybe it's a prank.
Okay.
But, so I was supposed to play this at the 200 show, but as you know, the Comedy Store does not have a cord to attach a computer to.
Yeah, so before you continue on, let me just say, yes, the last episode, not the best quality. It was kind of a fly, but when we showed up, it turned out
That
there were some things that we needed that they didn't tell us, that the Comedy Store didn't tell us.
I think they have some antiquated equipment.
And so All Things Comedy tried to make do best as they could with the equipment that they had because they recorded. But I blame the Comedy Store.
Yeah, and so I was like, do you have an aux cord that I can put into my computer so I can play, you know, the sound effects, the songs, whatever.
Yeah.
And they were like, no. And I was like, all right, great. So we had to have someone from the back of the room do it. And then after the show, Courtney's like, you didn't play the thing from Lee. And I was like, fuck, because I didn't have my computer in front of me.
We wouldn't have been able to hear it really probably.
That
either.
Also is a factor, but that didn't go into the decision. Yeah. But it works out. I think for the best to do it now.
Let's hear it.
So this is from Lee.
This is news to us.
Yeah. Breaking news. Courtney put this on my computer.
Okay.
And here we go. Lee sent us this.
Okay.
Here it is.
Danish and O'Neill, ha ha ha, Danish and O'Neill. Danish and O'Neill have a podcast. Danish and O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill. Danish, Danish, Danish and O'Neill. Da-da-da-da-da. Hey guys, congratulations. 200 episodes. That is freaking awesome. I mean, it's very hard to do 200 episodes. And I know because Mauro Ranello and myself, we tried to start a podcast as well. I think we hit like 50 podcasts around that time. But our travel schedule is so hard to focus. And to do it every time on a Monday, because otherwise we're traveling. So we stepped away from it. We hang up the microphone instead of the gloves. We hang up the microphone. But you guys did not. You guys persevered. And now you have 200 shows. How great is that? Okay, now with that said, first of all, congratulations. Of course, that's very nice. And I'm a true blue beach pony. That's what I am. A true blue beach pony. TBBP. That's what I am. A TBBP. That's right. True blue beach pony. Right here. Look at this guy. I have no clue what it means, but I am one. I can tell you that. No, I stopped doing profanity. So for the last bit, I can only say it in a much nicer way, but it's still okay. You understand what I mean. Screw Steven Seagal, right? Screw Guy Fieri. And of course, screw Eric Heitz. Those three guys, screw them, put them to the side. Never interview those guys, you know, stay, put them in the 200 shows you already had, the 199 shows, and leave them there. So now you're coursing forward, and that's what you're going to do. Godspeed and party on. Oh, what does it mean, Godspeed? Godspeed means I wish you a prosperous journey in life. All right, fellas, Danish and O'Neill, congratulations.
Dude, wow. What?
Wow.
My mind is literally blown right now.
That is
either that's the greatest Buzz Root impression of all time, or somehow Lee has done some major favor for Boss Rootin', because that was a fucking in-depth.
I think it could be one of those services where you exchange money, but
that was
either way, to it's crazy. That was Boss Rootin', right?
Yeah.
So that's the guy we watch, Pride Fighting, if you don't know who that is.
He's like one of my all-time favorite fighters.
He's the king of Pancrase, what great commentator for Pride in Japan.
UFC heavyweight champion.
He once almost kicked Brian Urlacher's ass.
Dude, a guy that I...
MMA legend.
I've seen him pass the halls of the Comedy Store, and I don't have the balls to even go up and talk to him, because he's one of those... nobody gets me starstruck, but I'm like, this is Boss fucking Rootin'.
El Guapo himself wishing us a happy 200 show. Lee,
wow.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
That's one of the best things of all time. Dude, when I was like, first of all, I thought it was Lee doing the song, and I go, whoa, hold on, where's this going? And I go, that's motherfucking Boss Rootin'.
He's a fan of the show. He must have missed the True Blue Beach Pony episode.
He doesn't do profanity.
I think he's found God. I think he's into religion now.
I'm glad, because
hence
a guy like that.
That's the Godspeed at the end. I think he's found, I think he's Christianity, but I'm not sure.
I'm glad, though, because a guy like that, if he's walking around angry, that's a bad move.
Yeah, but yeah, crazy to think, like, if we, you know, we used to watch Pride all the time, to be like, at one point, the guy who's commentating on this will be on the podcast.
I think Pride's still my favorite over the UFC.
Yeah, it was just a great era. They had freak fights. They had a bit of everything for you.
Everyone was juiced.
Yeah.
They had
a lot of guys like in their like either prime or right before their prime, like Henderson.
Yeah.
Anderson Silva, Wanderlei Silva.
Visually, the intro, like people coming into the, like when guys would have dance routines, there was more pageantry to it.
They had Crazy Horse Bennett, who's now a felony.
Well, you can't say Crazy Horse.
Well, I said they had. I said had, past tense.
But
they had
he's
herring in his prime.
What's his name? Charles?
Charles Bennett.
Yeah, but what's he go by? What's
felony.
His name? Felony. Okay.
They had Heath Herring in his prime.
I mean, they had a lot of guys that didn't pan out. I get it.
They had great brother duos. They had...
Oh, they had
the Emelianenkos,
Fedor and Alexander,
who's now in prison. I think
out.
Oh, he's
fought
out of
already.
Prison.
Fought already.
Look
at
that.
He was in prison for rape.
They had the Overeem brothers.
Yep, the Reamers.
Alistair
Valentino
and Valentin.
Who else?
They had the Nogueira brothers.
Yep.
The UFC has a lot of brothers.
They only had
two.
They should have had both Diaz brothers, but they only had one Diaz brother.
And he won.
Oh, they had the Hua brothers. Ninja and Shogun.
The hooah. Yeah, there was like crazy post fight brawls. There was that guy who kept punching a guy in the balls, the guy with all the tattoos on him.
Are you talking about Gary or no
not Gary Goodrich, but
Gilbert Ives?
Yeah.
The guy was known as the dirty, he would eye gouge people.
He was insane.
He was a dirty fighter.
They had Mark Coleman.
Yeah.
He attacked and broke fucking...
They had Mark Hunt.
He broke Shogun's arm and then tried to attack his whole corner for no reason other than being juiced to the gills.
Shogun fell and fucked up his elbow.
No, but then he like went crazy.
Yeah,
like,
and then he tried to attack.
Why are you trying to attack people?
Because he was probably... Look, allegedly, he might have been... had some enhancements.
Phil Baroni, who looked like the wrestler Buff Bagwell.
I mean, Mark Hunt was the guy that was... He was spawned from Pride.
Remember they had the Asian guy who they claimed had a thicker skull than
he did
than other people, and he could just take a fucking pounding.
What was his name?
I don't remember his name.
Yakov
Smirnov?
Yeah.
They had the guy who looked like Big Bird who got in that fucking crazy fight with Don Fry.
Yeah.
On Earl's Gagel's podcast.
Or whole hockey fight. It was just a good old-fashioned hockey fight.
Hey, Earl, thanks for having me on Don Fry here.
Was that the one where he goes...
I was molested.
Yeah.
Earl's like...
Be cool.
Yeah.
Be cool, Don.
I bet he was a good dude.
Here, I'm going to do some impressions for you, Don.
So there is a bit of a controversy after episode 200. If you listened, I hope you did. Earl now is like claiming we're tarnishing his name, saying he's a pedophile. We're not. It's a joke.
He was making an offensive joke.
He wants to come on the show and clear his name soon.
That's fine.
So we said, yeah, you could do that.
That's fine.
Also, before we go on, let me just tell you, when I was looking for that 7-Up cake.
Yeah, sorry to.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
But I wanted to get that clip because I felt bad. And I emailed Lee to be like, hey, man. Courtney, like, she did put it on my, like,
I know. You know what? It's way better on here because no one would have been able to hear it.
Yeah.
Nobody would have. It would have been like a wasted bit.
Yeah, that's why, with those sound clips, which were so great, but it's just hard.
I think at some point we should just release this, all the sound clips.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So, anyway,
but that was amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Boss Rudin. Thank you, Boss, by the way.
Yeah.
And Lee.
Good guy. When we see him, I'll be like, you're a true blue beach boy.
He'd be like, what are you talking about? I did that gig for $20.
It was noon. I was outside that Rock and Roll Ralph's on Sunset right before I picked up my tuxedo. I go to look at it for a 7-Up cake, and I'm getting ready to cross over Sunset. And this young lady walks by, and she has her breasts are very exposed. They're covered, but still exposed. But they jiggle more than anything breasts I've ever seen with each step, to the point that I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Do you think they may fall off?
I don't know what was going on, but...
Was she attractive or unattractive?
Very attractive.
Okay.
And so, but every step, it had like four hard jiggles. And she wanted you to look because... But there was a homeless guy.
She walking in slow motion? Running in slow motion?
It felt like it. But there was a homeless guy... Who is
she? No bra, I would assume.
Zero bra, yeah.
Okay.
And like a very low halter top.
Could you almost see the top of the areola?
Like there was a smidgen of it.
Wow.
There was a hint of it.
Only in America.
And so I.
Well, in Europe, you could just go without the shirt.
You go. It's craziness. Yeah. But there was a homeless guy in a sleeping bag right next to me while I'm crossing. And he sees it. And he goes, oh, man. And next thing I know, he starts jerking it in the bag. Hard jerk.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's looking at me. He looks at me while he's jerking it. He's like, oh, yeah. And, dude, I'm talking hard beat.
Did he want you to stop and just talk to him while did it?
So I got my camera. I took my phone. I tried to videotape it. But then too many people were looking at him, looking at me. And I go,
They're like, wait, I'm just leaving. They thought you were like doing a porno production on the street.
Like I was, and so you could see the girls... her behind as she,
nice usage of behind
as she walks away.
Bill Cosby from his early specials.
And so he's just hard jerking while he's watching the rear of her leave.
Man,
and it was a hard beat, and he had no qualms about it. Like he was fully invested in this.
Jesus.
But here's my thing.
Is that why he stays in the bag even in hot LA weather?
I think so.
Just so he can beat it.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm not beating it. I'm just itching my legs down here.
If there's any other homeless people and you see this guy, don't borrow a sleeping bag because it is. And it was like, I'm talking like he's long stroking it in there where this fucking thing is just going up. And there's this middle of the day. This is touristy time.
Yeah.
So there's people walking.
That's a busy
around.
Area. A lot of cars. It's a high traffic area.
Yeah. So that was nice.
Well,
it was good.
That lady should feel good about. I mean, it's a nice tribute to her.
It's good. I don't know if she saw it until after she passed, or she may know that this guy does it, and it's kind of an empowerment.
We know how they say if someone's talking about you and you're not there, your ears are burning. So maybe your titties were like kind of burning because he was jerking titties it to her.
Her nipples were hard because he was jerking. Must mean someone's jerking it to you.
Wow, Jesus. So she may want to cover up because there's a lot of perverts out there willing to jerk it on the streets to you.
Dude, that whole area has turned into a real shithole.
Yeah, there's right outside where I just returned my tuxedo before I came here, and there's a very nice homeless encampment across the street from the shop on Sunset Boulevard.
It is.
I went over there to, you know, say anyone got any meth, anyone got any.
Went over there to shake hands and high five.
Hey, did you guys hear about the Danny Chanel 200th episode?
Here's Boss some free Rudin. Tickets.
Here's Boss Rudin talking about it.
You haven't heard about it. We got a guy that's endorsing it.
I
got
to chop up some of those Boss Rudin clips because he might be our new Bushman. He's got
get
foreign,
him on the show.
He's got foreign flair. No, I'm saying to chop up those sound bites, but who knows? Maybe we do reach out to Boss, see if he'll come on the show.
We know enough people that know him.
And talk MMA. I mean, we have definitely the base. We talked about Pride.
Yeah. I don't know. If he's a busy guy.
Yeah,
the problem.
I'm sure.
But he's on Diaz's all the time. Get him before Earl gets him, because then he might die.
Oh, be cool, Boss. Are you all about that treble or about that Boss?
How do you feel about the hot rod?
Yeah.
It's weird because
you
the
know
Earl's,
Piper?
Earl's morphing into the Sheezer, basically.
It's not that far off of an impression.
He is like, if Sheezer were born with more money.
It's crazy how hard the 7-Up cake proved to find. Because I've seen it before in stores.
I know, because I actually laughed.
Is it seasonal?
No, but, and here's the thing. So I sent the wife to go look at the... So I live one block from a grocery store.
I went to two different stores. Neither had it.
I went down to a store that's many miles away, Vaughn's. Then I went to Bristol Farms. Then I went to Ralph's over here. And then I go, well, I have to bake one. Because the wife went to Albertson's, so she says, and said they didn't have it. Turns out she just called. Nobody there knows what they have.
Well, then they're not
going
to...
They're just getting you off the phone.
Well, then they're not going to check.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, we don't got
it. I thought she had gone there. So then they don't have the pot I need to cook it in. I'm really frustrated.
What are you cooking in, the 2-liter?
I was trying to get one of those fucking bundt cake round.
Okay.
With the hole in the middle.
The dick hole. The glory hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The glory hole bundt cake maker. And so, sure enough, I go, you know what? I bet you they have one. I look in the pie section. Sitting right on top of all of them is a goddamn 7-Up.
You said it was the last one.
It was.
What's crazy, so after the show, Eleanor made 2 7-Up cakes.
Yeah.
And after the show, when people were meeting us, getting posters, whatever, we put the store-bought 7-Up cake and the Eleanor Kerrigan 7-Up cake on the little counter there outside on the patio. And Eleanor was really she was standing right next to it and really taking pride in like how, like I saw her taking pictures of her empty, it was empty, like it all eaten. But sources say, and I won't say who because Eleanor could fight them, said Eleanor was like bullying people, like away. They're like, she's like, you know, you want to fuck with, you want to eat that one? Sucks.
Oh,
but some people did eat it, and they're like, oh, it was great. Like both were great.
The store bought.
Like Eleanor's was great, but that one is great too. But she was bullying people away from it, but then also taking pride in how good hers was.
A couple people said that they saw her at, like, she goes, oh, some people want some, and she took big bites, and they said they saw her throwing her own into the dumpster to make it look like people were eating it. And also somebody said that she put dog shit on one side of the store-bought one.
So angry against the store-bought 7-Up cake. It's the same.
She's the one who liked, she said the store-bought tasted better.
I know, on the show. And I guess there was one in the kitchen for the wait staff at the Comedy Store and Comics.
Yeah.
And Joey Diaz, I guess, scarfed down 2 slices. And he's like, I got to get that fucking recipe.
Cocksucker.
That's unbelievable.
And
it's fucking light. It's fluffy. It's fucking moist.
You know what the funny thing
was? Just seeing Diaz baking a 7-Up cake.
He's got an apron on. He's got
no shirt
on. No shirt or pants. Yeah. Too fucking hot. Get up here, cats. Get some of this.
It's crazy that she didn't have Bert cook a 7-Up cake when she was on What's Burning.
That's true.
It's a very missed opportunity.
I know. You know what, though? I didn't tell Eleanor this, but I swapped out the store-bought for hers in that room, and the piece that Diaz ate was the store-bought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Diaz, if you're listening,
just go to Albertson.
Don't get that recipe. Just
go to Albertson and spend whatever amount of money.
Did you have any of it?
I had a bite of Eleanor's, but I think it may have been the store bought.
By the time I got there, everything was gone, and so then I still haven't tried it. Feel terrible.
Yeah, I had the store bought was better. I'm not gonna lie about it. This is unrelated, but I was in Trader Joe's, I think last week, and I saw this. So there's a woman. So I was like, in between. It was a married couple, a woman. She was in front of me. her husband was beside me, and their like 8 to 10 year old kid was like to my right. So I was like between all three of them. And all of a sudden, I just saw the woman look at the man and go, "Now's not the time, dude."
What?
And the guy just walks away and he just starts muttering, "Yeah, it's never the time. Never the time." Yeah. And like, and in my mind, I'm like, what could he have possibly been trying to bring up? My mind is filthy and immediately went to like, is he like trying to talk
Were
to
they about together?
Yeah, it was a couple.
It was a couple.
With a kid.
And she said, "Now's not the time, dude."
Yeah, but like dude. Loud. Yeah, dude. But like something obviously he wanted to talk. He's like, "Never the time to bring it up. Oh, I can't even talk
about it." So he's always like, "When are we going to have sex?"
I thought it was like, "When are we going to have anal or something?" Like, I don't know. And I was, my mind is still, I want to know.
What if it was just like he wanted those cashews that are sprinkled with sesame seeds
and
she
said, "Now it's not the time to get
them." Now's not the time, dude. Never the time to bring up the cashews with sesame seeds.
Then I saw there was even to further complicate the story. One of their parents was there. It was a grandparent in the store. So I don't know what was happening.
Why didn't you ask, "Hey, dude, what do you want to bring
I'll
up to
talk,
me?
I'll talk to you about it."
It's always the time to bring up whatever you want to bring up. That's a weird thing to yell out in the store.
But, and it was like so
and the
loud.
Dude, that's a serious breakdown of the relationship.
Yes.
When dude is being thrown around.
And the guy was so defeated, just muttering to himself about how she never wants to talk about it. Maybe it's like his feelings. Like, you know, "You hurt my feelings." She's like, "Now's not the time."
Maybe he hates Trader Joe's. He's like, "I want to go to Ralph's. Now's not the time, dude."
Yeah, like, just get the food and shut the fuck up. Or maybe he's addressing her trying to make them a vegan family. I don't know. Whatever it is, she wanted nothing to do with it, and he wanted to bring it out.
That's poor guy.
And he feels like she's not honoring what he wants to talk about.
Have you ever been called something where you're like, "Oh, that's not what they usually call me"? Like,
oh, if like a girl calls you buddy that you're like, or, like, yeah. And you're like, okay.
Even sometimes Abby will call me by my first name, and I go, "Oh, no, now I know," because she never calls me by my first name.
What
at
does
all.
She call you? She
calls me like other things.
Gary?
She calls me dude, bro.
Fella?
No, yeah, and I'm like, "Oh, you don't call me by my first name," but a dude, a hard dude.
Yelled the dude in a store. Where other, like, I think other people heard it. I should have talked to, like, what do you guys think it was? What happened?
A dude, right? Some sort of murder mystery.
I to this day, I think about
maybe
it.
Maybe he did. Maybe he's like, "What? Can we talk about that guy we killed 2 days ago? Now's not the time, dude."
Yeah, who knows? It could be really anything.
Maybe his name's dude.
Maybe they're like, "Can we talk about Bushman not going on Danish and O'Neill?" And she's like, "It's not that time."
Yeah.
So then the poor kid was just standing there like, you know, just kind of like, "Oh, what?"
I guess he's like, "Dad, I know. It's never the time for me either."
He's like, "I agree.
We can't talk about anything in this house.
Mom's a cunt, but what can we do?"
And then he turns to the kid. "Now's not the time, dude."
It's just that they just keep yelling at each
what
other.
What if the parents, like, what if the mom, what if it's her parents, and then the old man was saying something, and the wife, his wife, her mom was like, "Now's not the time, dude."
What if this guy is so, like, defeated and under this lady's thumb that he's like, "Can we talk about that guy you fucked?" And she's like, "No, not the time."
That would be something like someone like, who's like that would
like,
say.
It's never the time. I can never bring it up. And this poor guy.
It happened 5 years ago. I tried to bring it up all the time.
This poor guy can't even say like, "Hey, man, you cheated on me and it hurt me."
Unless this guy's super, maybe he's like on the spectrum and he brings up inappropriate shit all the time.
And she's like, "Stop."
He's like, "Oh, can I rub your pussy?" And she's like, "Now's not that time, dude."
Did you see that lady's titties jiggling and the homeless guy was a jerk? And I said, "No, it's not the time for this. Get the food items."
He's like, "I shit my pants." And she's like, "Now's not the fucking time."
Yeah, like, "Dude, get the eggs."
She's like, "This is the last time I marry an autistic guy."
When I saw him walking over to get whatever she was sending him to get, muttering to himself, I was like, this guy is beaten.
Maybe he said he wanted something different. She's like, "Go get the smoked mozzarella." He's like, "Can we just have regular mozzarella?" She's like, "That's not the fucking time.
Just get it. We need the goddamn ingredients." Yeah, I don't know. I felt like maybe I should have intervened to say, like, "Do you feel safe at home?"
Do you think that
this guy might be a victim?
Do you think that this will plague you for long? Maybe it's the milk. Get the soy milk. He's like, "Can we have regular milk?"
Or what if he's like, "Do you think it expires today?" And she's like, "Now it's not the time, dude." He's like, "No, it's never the time." She's like, "No, it does expire down the road." Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go to Trader Joe's every day until I see them again.
You know, I found an interesting fact.
What if I see in the news that this man was murdered by his wife?
Then you could
she's
say,
"She's on the run."
Then you go to the police. He's like, "He was saying it's not the time." It's never the time. Did you know that somebody just told me about this? Expiration dates are just arbitrary. They just kind of make them up. And this guy was eating like yogurt that was like, some guy did like a test to see if he would get sick. You know,
Spurlock?
No, some yogurt says you have to eat within 5 days and milks, you know.
Yeah.
This guy was eating yogurt that's been out like open for 3 months.
Really?
He's like, if it doesn't smell bad,
milk,
you're fine.
It seems like usually
you can smell.
Yeah, and it goes bad fast.
But there's a lot of stuff that, you know, how eggs, you know, you can eat like a month after.
Yeah.
But they say that they just like, pick stuff because they obviously don't want lawsuits. So they go with like the earliest possible reasonable amount of time. But they say it could go forever.
Sounds like John Little may want to get on that movement.
Government forcing them to put expiration dates. Are you kidding me? You know what? Best same with smelling smoke. Use your nose.
John Little was guy came out like a bat out of hell at the 200th episode.
Dude, when he, I specifically, we had like a 5 minute conversation about me talking about where he should smash that fucking smoke detector. It was outside, right outside the door, and he does it right in front of everybody. And a piece flew, hit a guy in the leg. The pieces were flying everywhere. I was so pissed, dude. You don't even know how pissed I was. Because that could have ruined the whole fucking show.
Could have hurt somebody.
Somebody gets hit in the face with that.
But that's John Little's, that's his MO, is he won't be told what to do.
Well, that we know. No more breaking smoke detectors with a hammer.
Yeah, speaking of not being told what to do, there's...
He did fizzle quick after, like he came hard. But then he just like couldn't sustain.
I think the problem is that he did come, and then he was like post sex, he was tired.
You can't do that for 15 minutes.
No, and he blamed. He said we were leading him down bad topics. Like, no, you fucking ran out of energy.
Yeah, you came in real hot.
I think he's still reeling from beach cuffs. He's still feeling an energy
he
dump.
Might.
Speaking of not being told what to do, major drama in the backyard concert area behind my apartment.
Uh oh.
So
no concert last night when we were there.
No. Yeah, it's weird.
Is it on a hiatus?
Some weeks, a lot. They had. Did I tell you they had stand up there?
No.
Oh, it was brutal.
Wait, recently?
Recently.
Do you anyone you knew?
No.
Had to have been.
I don't know. I couldn't. Not that I
not
could
like
tell.
Not like friends, but
no,
like,
but
I'll do it. How many people were in there?
What's weird is I can't see because they've completely blocked off everything.
With
curtains and wood.
Yeah.
So I can't see anything.
They didn't even use a tarp. They used curtains?
Or like, yeah, I don't know, whatever it is. So they did stand up, which is like way louder than even the music. And it was so good. And we were trying to watch a goddamn TV show and we had to turn it up to like crazy decibels to block it out.
You should call the cops.
And so then the people were dying laughing like it was Def Comedy Jam going. So then I'm like, I have to tell the court, I'm going outside. I got to hear some of this material.
You should have gone over and performed.
So
I'm the neighbor. I want to do a set.
So I go back there and I hear this guy doing bits that were like, they were open mic level. And these people were just like dying like they had never.
You think this is a bringer show?
I don't know what it was, to be honest. But I was like, the stand up could be more annoying than any of the music, the poetry, any of the other bullshit they do at this place. They were doing some sort of benefit there the other night, like a jazz benefit.
No,
they're like, if you need a raffle ticket. And I was like, what the fuck? Who goes to a backyard venue?
No, dude, what?
So anyway, I went outside and the neighbors above me, I have issues with them. And one of them's a complete dick. It's a gay couple, two dudes. And we have a little back area. We let Baby Barb play a little bit and we have a wagon pull around in there. They're so lazy that they smoke cigarettes and then just throw them out of their fucking window.
Oh, shut up.
So that area is just
they
littered.
They throw them out of the window?
So that area is just littered with cigarettes. And so she picks them. It's like, we can't, there's so many of them. It's like, come on, dude. Like, what are you guys doing?
Just put them in a fucking bucket.
You know we have a fucking baby. Like, you see us out there.
Dude, just get a bucket with a little bit of water in
it. Or if you're going to be that lazy, throw it in a water bottle to do the cap and then throw that outside, you idiots. So I see one of them standing on the street with a cable guy. Like way down the corner.
Was it Jim Carrey?
I wish.
Cable guy.
So she knows that Courtney knows the neighbors better than I do. And she texted, they texted her. And so apparently someone was trying to steal their cable and ended up cutting the line.
No way.
And so it had to have
it
been.
It was the fucking concert venue.
The line went and goes like, I think, right into their yard.
Here's the worst thing about stealing anything like that. They can follow the fucking wire.
Yeah. So, so they're like, it's definitely them.
So these people are real scumbags.
Real, like, yeah.
Dude, you better watch out. They might be cutting into your power, too.
Yeah. So they also said, which was alarming, John Little should know about this. So they have that fucking stupid fire they have all the time, which smells so terrible. It goes into our windows, the smoke.
Yeah.
So these idiots above us, since they do smoke and throw the cigarettes out, the guy takes the screen out of his window. He had it open. An ember from the fire went in, almost caught their curtains on fire. Could kill me, kill Corey.
Why don't you put a stop to this?
So he said he's now declaring war on these guys. I don't know what that's going to entail.
Well, you should call. If your baby's in danger of catching on fire.
Yeah. So he said thankfully he was there right
also,
there.
Also, you
so
can't have you can't have a fire in city limits.
No, I know. I called the fire department. They didn't really fucking do much.
Dude, this city does nothing.
Yeah, they were just
they have all the signs about DUIs. I've called a guy who almost killed me. Another guy was running into the curb. Sparks were flying the whole way down the street. I call nothing. He almost hit another car. They don't give a fuck.
We have a hose right there, and I've been so annoyed with them. I was like, should I just spray the hose when I hear over the thing, like into the yard? Because like it's so annoying.
You should.
But yeah, I don't know. How do you like? I'm assuming they don't own. They also Airbnb it, which I'm assuming I could call Airbnb and be like, what the fuck? These people are Airbnb. Stealing cable.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah.
You got to do it's like a zoning.
Yeah, but yeah, the city just doesn't.
It's a zoning deal.
The city of LA is not going to do anything. Might have to hire John Little, take matters into my own hands.
Oh, you wanted me to do an operation?
Yeah, I'll go in there.
He'll go in there with a fucking bomb strapped to his chest, posing as an open micer. Yeah, you're all dead now. Pull this fucking thing.
Send him in there with a fucking axe to destroy the stage they built. It's bizarre to have. They haven't had a show in a little while, fortunately.
But
they have like three fucking shows going.
What have you heard me on that show?
I would be like, what are you doing? And then you're just slaying. The guy I heard was slaying with horrible shit.
Dude, there's a lot of these backyard shows are becoming real popular.
It's bizarre.
There's somebody up in Laurel Canyon, like up in the hills, who has like a weekly show or monthly show. And there's some other people. It's become like the trend.
I want to do
a hipster comedy.
I want to do a pool show where you do it in a pool with a cordless mic.
And everybody stands on the top of the pool around the edge.
Yeah.
And looks down on you.
On the diving board. Yeah, it's reversed.
And you're pointing like, hey, I wonder what the power dynamic would be like in that.
It'd be very odd.
Because now you're like
you'd have to bring a lot of energy. And they could like kill you. They could all jump in on you. Raised up.
And skateboarders are going around you.
That'd be cool. Oh, you're in a drain pool.
Yeah, drain pool.
I was thinking a full pool.
Oh, yeah, that'd be weird.
Both would be weird. A guy we knew, Todd Munson, he's a real Munson, did his high school reunion stand-up show, and he was standing on a diving board at a pool.
Oh, that's right.
Which I can't think of anything worse, that combo.
I was like, how'd it go? It was great. I was like, dude, no, get out of here. There's nothing like that could possibly be
You couldn't
great.
Pay me enough money to go to a high school. To my high school reunion, two, to fucking perform at it.
Didn't Mark Ellis do that at his high school reunion?
I think he may have, too.
At his tenure or something?
He also did a gig at like a Brazilian meat buffet. Where kids, it was a kid's birthday party, and they heckled him, and the father didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, and he's like, you got to pay me, dude. And then
he did the
bus from L.A. to Vegas with cops.
He said it was fucking insane.
And it was a four-hour drive, and he had to perform for like an hour, but then after the end, he had to sit in the back, and then he had to stay there overnight and drive back with him in the morning.
That's brutal.
No way you could pay me to do that.
Tommy Maurice, the great talent coordinator, ex-talent coordinator, who must be loving that Adam eBay EGIT. Congratulations. He's the top 40.
I know. I sent him a message. Everybody was giving him a big applause. I go, big deal on Instagram. I go, Tommy is he's the number one booker in the whole country of Nicaragua.
Yeah. So Tommy once called me up. He's like, I got a good gig for you. Okay. It's a bar mitzvah in San Diego. I was like, what? The kid wants Jim Gaffigan, but I said you were a good equivalent. I was like, I'm nothing like Jim Gaffigan. They don't know that, okay?
Well, I'll do some Hot Pocket stuff.
And he's like, I thought you'd be a good pick because you're Jewish, okay? And I was like, Tommy, I don't want to do that gig. He was beside himself.
That was Tommy's eye for talent. They want Gaffigan, who, by the way, is not Jewish.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, well, I'll send somebody completely opposite. I'll send a Jewish guy.
When? Because he was making.
Who's not clean.
He's taking a cut of the money, of course.
Yeah.
Probably and so most of.
He can offer you way less.
Yes.
And he'll take way more.
Yes.
If he went to somebody like a bigger name, then he would have to pay that person a tremendous amount
of money. I spoke to the guy who did do it because it was another comic who worked there with us. And he said it was like a gig from hell. He's like, the mic immediately malfunctioned.
Jesus.
He's like, no one was paying attention. It was horrible. And I was like, oh, I made a good call on that one.
Yeah. I mean, you knew. But yeah, back then you were like, I'll do anything for money.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm in San Diego. It's like, I'm not going that little fucking way down there.
It's a shit show.
It's like, he'll offer me that, but he wouldn't give me anything worthwhile in the town and the club that I was at.
How about just sending me to La Jolla Comedy Store?
How about giving
store?
Me a better spot at the Comedy Store? We'll start there, and then we'll go. Then we'll start doing bar mitzvahs
and
weddings.
Here's the thing. They're going to pay $5,000. I was going to give you $300.
How's that sound? Okay. That sounds horrible, Tom. Have you heard of this guy, by the way? There's a so this guy named Lil John. Lil Nas X, do you know who that is?
Yeah, I've seen the name come up a lot. Why is that?
So, okay, I looked this guy up, and we'll get into this guy.
Lil Nas X.
So he started as an online persona. Like, he just basically,
YouTube or
basically
like
said,
a SoundCloud?
Like, I want to be famous.
Okay.
So he goes on YouTube.
So that's why he combined all the shit. Lil Nas X.
I guess he's a huge fan of Nas, so that there's that. Yeah. I guess he loves Nicki Minaj. He created like a Nicki Minaj like fan Instagram page that like got big or something.
Okay.
And so then just out of nowhere, he's like, you know what? I should be a musician.
Logical stuff.
Yeah. He's like, that's my ticket to the big leagues.
Yeah. And by the way, anytime you're driven by fame and not the process.
Or the product that you're making.
Well, the process of, yeah. You got to be in love with making it, because otherwise you're going to fucking fail.
So he goes on, I think, SoundCloud and YouTube and like somehow manufactures a following.
Okay.
And then the thing that is his huge breakout is he did this song called Old Town Road, and he got Billy Ray Cyrus to be on the song.
Because Billy Ray Cyrus just wants to be famous also.
Yes. He's like, my daughter's doing a lot better than me.
He's like, I thought that the only reason that he wanted to get that daughter famous is that he could be on that show.
Yeah.
And get back.
Which I think his other daughter, dated that fucking weirdo rapper. What's
Lil Xanax.
And Lil Xan apparently is dating this chick. And then she claimed she was pregnant, but it was like a hoax on him. But he's like, I still love her. And the reason I love her is she lets me fuck other bitches and she's cool.
Dude, how do any of these people even get circulated into the mix is what I want to know.
Yeah.
There's like a subgroup of people that are actively looking out for these people. Because that little Xan's a terrible performer.
When he's
terrible.
He can't tie his own shoes, according to him. So this Old Town Road like exploded on the charts. But I guess it was a controversy because like it's kind of country, but it's like kind of hip hop. It's a very bizarre.
That's probably why it crossed over.
Yeah, but like the country, I think, didn't want it on their charts. They like, we're not classifying this as
country.
At this
point, you don't even need it.
No, the controversy just helps it. So it's got the song is a ton about horses. Pepper, if anybody wants to do your rendition of this.
Is it any good?
No, it's not.
Do people like it ironically or do people genuinely like it?
I think certain crowds genuinely like it.
Oh, my God. Unfortunately, there's a lot of those crowds.
So how it relates to that? Well, the horses relates because it's like a country theme. Like this guy's in like urban city streets with like horses and shit. It's a bizarre video. And
we would play it, but you know it's going to get copyright flagged.
Yeah. But couldn't you play it, though, and talk about it? And like
you can, but if it gets flagged, you have to explain it and then repost. It just gets fucking...
Like headache.
You can do it legally, but guys at our level, we have to make phone calls and then be like... Because someone will be like... sometimes that algorithm just catches it.
Check it out online. It's called Old Country Road. Old Town Road, sorry. So then Guy Fieri, this woman's hero... He's got to get in on this because he's like, I need attention. I'm over here with Hunter and Ryder drinking tequila.
We should
with
be
Sammy
little,
Hagar.
We should be little Fietti X.
So he hits the guy up online. He's like, because it's called Old Town Road. He's like, you got to do the old Flavor Town Road. He's like, is it too late for that?
I'm going to throw up.
And so the guy writes back and he's like, definitely for you, legend. And I'm like,
legend?
Oh my God.
Legend? What's he a legend of? Of the Food Network?
I don't know.
Legend?
Of blonde hair?
A legend.
Dyed haired blonde people? Flavor Saver Harris?
What was he legendary for? Driving around in his fucking shitty Firebird.
Being mildly overweight.
Taking
big bites of things. Yeah, I don't know.
Taking huge dumps after the show. What
making shows
about?
That have initials. I don't know what he's a legend.
Legend? Yeah. Legend.
And so this idiot, I don't know if he's going to do it, but he seemed open to it. And then Guy Fieri's running with it. He's like, Sammy Hagar's already down. We got the old Flavortown team teaming up.
Dude, they should all be shipped out of the country just for the fact that they commiserate with Sammy Hagar.
This Lil Nas X will just do anything for obviously.
And so will Ferretti.
Ferretti. Guy Ferretti?
Yeah, so will Ferretti, dude. He'll do anything.
Yeah.
He goes, this guy's getting action? Well, I can't let him just have it all by himself. I got to get on it.
He must just look for anything with the words flavor or town in it.
He has
like,
a team,
oh,
dude.
We got to get in on that. Yeah, he must have PR.
He has a team that is just like looking to brand and they're like, hey, get this. He's like, let's do it.
The Flavortown thing is just, it just irks me. Enough, dude. Like, he's going to milk it for his whole career.
People get mad because I wear that, you know, the shirt that that was given to me with the Flavortown and a
cross
through it. People get mad. So people are like, what does that mean? You don't like Guy Fieri? Why? And I was like, because he's a piece of shit.
I don't get why are we not allowed to dislike this guy?
It's all that Torres's bit about
it's
it.
A funny
changed
bit,
everybody's
but it's like
mind.
He's not a fucking saint. It's like, yeah, he does community service. People aren't black and white. No one's 100% good. No one's 100% bad.
Mussolini did some good things.
Hitler liked dogs. I'm not saying the guy's Hitler, but I mean, you don't have to fucking. We don't have to love the guy. We don't like him.
I don't give a fuck that you. It's great. I'm glad that you do that. That still doesn't change my opinion. What you're influencing this culture, and it's not in a good way.
Yeah, like your pop culture fucking contributions have set society back.
He's a fame whore.
Yes,
and I have no ill will against people, but if he were putting out a good product, if he had like something instead, he's just doing like a knockoff McDonald's.
When he rips bits or lines that have already been established from movies.
Hey, that's my line.
That money. It's like, no, that was Vince Vaughn and Swingers. It's not your line.
Yeah.
It's like you're ripping shit off.
Favreau wrote that.
Yeah, it's like, so what are you doing?
I wonder if Favreau hates Guy Fieri.
Because he does do stuff like with chefs, right?
He did a movie about being a chef. He likes to cook.
Never reached out
to this food truck thing.
Never
now.
Reached out to Fateri.
No, I know.
I don't know what this Lil Nas X has got up his sleeve next, but he could be.
So what happens? What's this guy's end game? You think he's just huge, and then what, 5 years from now you don't hear from him? Because it always is fascinating to me.
It could just be a one and done with this video. You know, he just got lightning in a bottle.
But it fascinates me how these guys and that little Xan, and how do they get so big so fast?
It's weird to be like, I'm going to be a musician. And then you put it like music because they have no background in anything musical. And then they put stuff out and people just love it.
Well, it's like that. You remember that lady, that girl that they paid the people, those producers in the OC to put out Friday. Yes, exactly.
Friday, the day after
and
Saturday.
I think it might have a billion views by now. But if you have some money to put up front, people can do wonders. I mean, look, there's a lot of products out there aren't very well. That people that aren't talented that are just a good product, a good face.
Well, and in music, they can. Nowadays, it's way more about production than it is about any sort of talent. They can make anybody sound semi-decent. Paris Hilton was doing music.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, Katy Perry is genuinely a talented performer and singer.
Well, I mean,
singer.
The true test is, let's see you live. How's that sound?
There are good people, though, like Lana Del Rey, not a good live performer, but a very good songwriter and has a great voice in the studio. I don't fault you on that either.
Yeah.
But then when you're just putting together, I think they just build these with algorithms. They're like, most people like this. Talk about roads.
Does this guy now stick to the hip-hop country niche, or did he try
Billy
to go?
Billy Ray Cyrus is sucking this dude's dick so hard.
He's like, thank you.
We got to go on the road.
He's like, thank you so much. Miley won't even return my calls. He's like, imagine, I'm stuck with his other daughters dating fucking Lil Xan.
I would love to know the dynamic between Billy Ray Cyrus and Miley Cyrus. Like, is he always hitting her up for work?
He's like, hey, remember I got you on Hannah Montana before anything? Come on.
I made you work as a child.
He was
nowhere without
me. He was on the show.
I know.
That's
why I think the only reason that he got her that show is because then he could work again.
They're like, he's like, we have someone else in mind for the dad. We're walking.
Do you think that that's the relationship where he's like, how are things going? And she's like, great. He's like, by the way, before I go, you got any work for me?
I picture him just constantly playing Achy Breaky Heart, like he's around the house, just like, he's like, man, what a great song.
You think Hemsworth?
He's kind of the Guy Fieri of music. Like, he's just like a cheesy, he's not as flagrant, but.
It turned out like people were like, oh, this song's, it's real light. And then it turned out this is hilariously bad.
You know what's weird is you never hear anything about her mom. I don't think I've ever even seen a picture.
I've seen a picture.
Have you? You just always hear about him.
Yeah. I don't know if they're
but
divorced.
But I think that's his design. He's like, hey, what about me?
Yeah.
BRC.
Also, he was on that Hannah Montana show. I mean, we've seen episodes.
Wasn't
I'm not going to lie to you.
Wasn't the best actor.
he was terrible.
He wasn't the best actor.
He was no Seagal, that's for goddamn sure.
Did you see on Twitter yesterday, Garnet sent Seagal's people tweeted. They do it all, like, I don't get why it's his account, but they just do like, did you know Steven? Like, he doesn't do any of it. But they claim that Steven was supposed to be one of the Batman. In Batman.
No, what?
Yeah, that's what they're claiming.
There's no way. There's not even a single chance. Even at his peak, which was like 93, there's not even a fucking chance that they're like, we're going Steven Seagal for Batman.
Hey, Joker. You're going to get thrown out of this bayou. They're like, why is Batman in New Orleans? And why does he have a fake Cajun accent?
I'll only do Batman if DMX is in it.
Hey, Riddler, I'm going to snatch your motherfucker birthday.
Oh, by the way, this Batman's going to wear trench coats all the time.
he's like, he's going to have a ponytail coming out of the mask.
He's going to wear the bat suit while he's having love scenes.
Bruce Wayne.
There's no way.
Seagal.
Dude, I could see that, like, at some point his name floated around.
Like, it's almost like a joke.
Yeah, it's like, what about Steven Seagal? And someone's like dying laughing.
Yeah, like, oh, that's
and then
funny.
Someone heard it, and then they're like, hey, you know, they were thinking about Steven Seagal.
I forget which one they claim it was for, but they claim he was up for one of the roles.
The best part is it's totally unprovable.
Like all of his lives.
Yeah. Like, just in general, when actors are like, I was up for that role, it's impossible to prove. But that guy's definitely fucking full of shit. I'm sure. Here's the thing. They give you a list of every guy who's the highest or the leading at the box office. And there was a time when Seagal was box office gold for 3 movies. He was turning a big profit and he was getting paid a lot, way more than he should have been. But when they put those lists together, they put together everybody. They'll put together like 10 of the highest earning actors and go, here, guys, what do you think about these guys for Batman? And then I'm sure immediately they go, oh, Steven Seagal, are you fucking kidding me? But yeah, he might have been on a list just because some fucking accountants put it out there.
He's fucking, I saw it. I was like, what's this guy talking about?
Dude, they're insane.
Looking at an actor.
It's great how far you can get with just lies.
Boss Rutan said, screw Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
And Eric Heitz, which is so funny.
We should play that. If we interview him, we should go.
Do you know Boss Rutan, El Guapo? He loves palm strikes?
Yeah, it's because he couldn't.
Well, guess what, Boss Rutan? Now I get the privilege of blocking you.
is that Bill Cosby Heitz?
I can't. Heitz is like a weird voice, deep. I can't put on the pounds to do those.
No, you mean you can't put the weight on to crush your lungs?
Yeah,
to be like,
I can't. I can't fatten my tongue.
Now I have the pleasure of blocking you.
I should have gotten speech impediment man to be a guest.
in my house right now?
Shockingly, he was very hard to decipher.
Ugh. In the cave. Can you imagine seeing that guy do stand-up?
Fucking cave.
It'd be a real treat.
Here's a taste of it if you want to know. He starts out in like, he was just wearing like a shirt and pants.
No cape.
No cape. And he's like, hey guys, I'm a speech impediment man.
Are you speaking more clearly than him, or is that
fair? Yeah, he's very hard to understand.
Right now, you're like Josh Martin's.
Yeah,
level.
No, he's like worse, but I'm trying to make it so it's decipherable.
What if Josh Martin fought him? Get the fuck out of here.
You're not the real speech impediment man. I'm speech impediment boy. He starts dressing as Robin. So the guy's wearing the regular clothes. I think he says, like, my name is such and such. But then in a second later, he's like, but I'm actually speech impediment man. He rips the shirt off and he has ripaway pants and he throws and he's wearing the cape and the tights. Yeah.
Classic move.
Yeah, it was great.
You got us speech impediment man.
And when he threw the pants over his head, there was like a Zany's sign hanging, like a banner, and it like landed on top of it and like started like pushing it, sagging it down.
Were people laughing?
People were laughing at him. Yeah.
That's Stern fans, bro.
I don't know. Yeah, none of it was fun. Like, it wasn't particularly funny.
Wow. How much time did he do?
I think 4 hours.
That seems about right.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know, he was talking about
4 hours just explaining his first joke.
He's like, I can't, cop talk to me. He's like, are you drunk? And he's like, not yet.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm laughing.
I'm shocked. I've never heard of the fuck. I know, like, I almost know. All the Stern Whack Packers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Down to Elegant Ellie and Offen.
I thought I knew them as well. Also, you work there.
Yeah.
Like, I used to talk to these guys. He's been calling in since the 90s.
Yeah, I talked to these guys on the phone. He never called when I was, at least to me.
Maybe he was like just on the fringe. He's like a fringe whack pack. He's also whack packers. That's an elite group. I don't think he's full blown whack packer.
It's hard. I mean, it's crazy that I like that he wears the outfit around for, just in case there's any Stern fans. Like,
was he super slow or was he just speech impediment?
Yeah, it's, to me, it just appeared like he had a speech impediment.
Like, we know people who aren't slow.
No, I think he just had the speech impediment. I mean, it looks like that's why I looked. I saw just his head and a hat. I was like, that's a normal guy. And then I was like, oh, fuck.
And then you're like, I got an added bonus. This full-blown speech impediment.
Dino Josh Martin.
Dino Josh Martin.
Can I do, let's do this quick one, and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
This is from Barb. So this is, so I guess this is an update on an existing story. We've never done it. This is USA Today, but they did a feature on this woman. So she was an incoming college freshman. She said she vowed that she was going to go on to get a master's and then a doctorate. And
quite a vow.
Yeah. So she,
who'd she vow to?
I think
herself.
Yeah, I guess herself. So this lady's birth name.
Maybe somebody murdered like her husband and on his deathbed. He goes, I vow I'm going to get this fucking degree.
This lady's birth name is Marijuana Pepsi.
Birth name.
That's her first. So her parents, I think it's his first name is Marijuana Pepsi.
Legally changed or this is her birth name?
No, that's her birth. That's the
so her parents are given, fucked up.
Given name. So she's 46 and the person who wrote this USA Today thing is, I first wrote about this remarkable woman 10 years ago after she earned her master's in higher education administration and was teaching in Wisconsin where she grew up. The article went viral and Marijuana still has strangers saying to her, I've heard of you. Last month, after 8 years of studying and commuting, she earned a PhD in higher education leadership from Cardinal Stritch University.
Wait, where's Cardinal Stritch?
I didn't say Wisconsin.
Is it real? I mean, for all I know, it could be a good school. I've just never heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either. So it seemed like a good time to catch up with Dr. Marijuana, which she admits sounds like a bit like a weed dispensary. Hi-yo!
She admits sounds like a weed dispensary? Is that what she said?
It says that which she admits
sounds
a bit like a weed dispenser.
Is she legally allowed to act like if she was doing a speaking engagement? Is she allowed to put Pepsi on the marquee since it's a copyrighted?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Weird.
Her last name's originally Jackson, and it says later Sawyer. I don't know if there was a divorce or something.
Seems like it.
Now is Van Dyke or Van Dyck? I'm not sure. It's VANDYCK. She married Frederick Van Dyck, 2017. They live on a 3-acre hobby farm with pigs and chickens in Illinois. How does she teach in Wisconsin, though? Or maybe she now lives in Illinois. I don't know.
What makes this lady so remarkable?
So she met, I'll get to it. She met her man on online dating.
What was his name? Pony Keg Johnson?
What is Frederick Van Dyck?
Anheuser-Busch-Stein?
Anheuser-Busch-Man. She met him online dating. He owns a welding business. Marijuana's got a son, 16-year-old Isaac. He's smart and tall like his mom and likes basketball, which is important to know.
Does that ever come back into play?
Yeah. The guy's an NBA player.
Does he tie it all together at the end?
Frederick has three children, TJ, Heaven, and Donovan. Heaven has a baby named Egypt, which makes Marijuana grandmother, a step-grandmother. While much of the country has been busy legalizing lowercase marijuana, hi-oh. The woman born into the name has built a successful life. She works full-time at Beloit College as a director of the program. So students, first-generation enrollees who come from low-income families or have physical disabilities. She also owns Action as Empowerment, a performance coaching business that runs retreats and workshops for people looking to change their lives. And she's a real estate agent. This lady has 18 jobs.
Okay.
Not bad for a woman who left her unstable home at 15 and spent her life proving herself to the world that wrinkled its brow every time it heard her name. This is the angle this person's taking.
Oh, so she's saying that if her name were different, her life would have been way easier?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God, dude. Are you fucking kidding me?
And you have no one to blame except for your fucking parents.
You're also allowed
That's it.
You can legally change your name
to
at any time.
You want.
It's fucking crazy.
She said, people make such a big deal out of it. I couldn't get away from it.
Who,
by
the way,
go to the court and change your name. Or just say, I've been in class where someone's like, they say the name, they're like, oh, call me Tom. And they're like, all right, they're fine.
Dude, by the way, they're making a big deal out of it. This article's making a big deal out of it. You're really perpetuating this fucking trauma.
You're putting it out there like I'm marijuana Pepsi. No one would fucking...
Oh, my God.
Say my name is Mary and don't even use the Pepsi.
Yeah, marijuana Pepsi, dude.
Her mother, Maggie Johnson, who still lives in Wisconsin, that rhymes, picked out her name and proclaimed that it would be take her around the world. That sounds like a normal person.
A lot of people know that your name takes you around the world.
You don't need an airplane. You're going to go take it around the world.
You don't need an ATM card or cash. That name is gold.
They live in Wisconsin. I wonder if they know the Das Man. That's his stuff.
Yeah, they work at the old Avery scrapyard.
Hey, Mom, is marijuana coming over today?
Yeah, well, don't Scott smoking it.
They told me to stay away from marijuana, but she's really nice.
What? Why are you saying she?
And I'm also not supposed to have Pepsi.
Yeah, you're diabetic.
Yeah, but marijuana Pepsi is pretty cool.
Does it taste like marijuana?
I've never eaten her pussy.
Does the marijuana taste like Pepsi, or does the Pepsi taste like marijuana?
I once kissed her. She tasted like cigarette butts.
Well, you're talking about a woman?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Her name's Marijuana Pepsi Dyke.
I saw...
Dick? I don't know. I think the Y is an I.
I saw a dragonfly. Made me think of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I can't do that. My voice now, for some reason, is so blown out.
It's from the 200th episode.
What? Yeah, what are you doing?
I can't do it.
Her sisters, one older, one younger, they were given the names Kimberly and Robin, so they were not treated.
Is it Red Robin, the fast food franchise? Yeah.
And I don't know, just Kimberly. Oh,
is there a brand, Kimberly something?
Kimberly Slice.
Okay. Is that Kimbo Slice's daughter?
Yeah.
Kimberly Slice.
So teachers, classmates, bosses, and other people's in marijuana's life pushed against her name and teased her.
Oh, my God, dude. This is a non-story.
Some suggested.
I mean, she left home at 15, so something happened.
Oh, clearly.
But let's not
pretend the name.
Why are you focusing on the fucking name?
Some suggested she go to court and change it. Some flat out refused to call her that or insisted on Mary, which she rejected.
Oh, so she's a martyr. Dude, egg on your face.
And you said to change it. Egg on your face.
I know. Both of us.
As much as people blamed and judged her mother for the name, marijuana credits her mom with making her the strong, balanced, entrepreneurial woman she is today.
Yeah, also, why'd you leave home at 15? Sounds like things are going great at home.
Yeah.
You're like, Mom, I got to be honest with you. It's been such a great experience. I'm leaving 3 years early.
Things are so good that I want out now. I'm going to start my entrepreneurial spirit right now at 15.
I'm having such a good time. You know, I just don't think I could have even any better time. I want to see what else is out there.
Her father, Aaron Jackson, lives with his wife in Chicago. He's a devout Jehovah's Witness. That's all it says. Okay.
Oh, well, that explains actually a lot.
Good to know.
So it sounds like to piss off the father, maybe the father got her pregnant. She wasn't a Joho yet. So I don't know if that's a derogatory term, but
maybe.
We use Joho. I used to say Johos all the time.
Ask girl.
A lot of Kingdom Halls in Indiana. But,
be cool.
Yeah, so maybe he, to spite the mom, to spite him, named, because you can't have, I don't know, can you have Pepsi? No, you can't have, right?
I'm assuming you can't have marijuana.
Similar to Mormons. They do some similar shit.
So it goes on. Marijuana's printed right there on her driver's license. Her mail comes addressed that way. It's like, yeah, we get it. It's her name. How many times did you fucking spell it out?
Her sweatpants have the initials Marijuana Pepsi Dyke or Dick.
Her monogram towels say it on there as well. When she calls the cable company, she has to say her name is Marijuana Pepsi.
When she signs contract on a new apartment, guess what she's doing?
If you get her autograph, it's going to say marijuana.
When she goes to Starbucks, they call her name out.
They can barely spell it on the cup. Sometimes when she's in a hurry, she uses the initials MP when she calls or encounters someone, which doesn't seem like a hurry. Seems like you're embarrassed.
Also, that I'm surprised didn't give her a lot. People think she's military police.
That's true.
And then even her initials got her into trouble.
Or murder pussy. She says that's just to avoid the 15 minutes of inevitable questions about her name. She's used the MP in the real estate business so that stoners don't steal her signs.
Do you think they really, people spend 15 minutes talking about her name?
You'd be like, oh, that's a unique name.
That's crazy. And
like,
they go,
oh, tell me about
and
it.
And they'd
please.
Be like, what? Oh, yeah, my mom named me that. My mom was crazy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, all right. That makes sense. It all checks out.
I think she's like, wait, you don't have any more questions? Because I love talking about it, clearly.
Yeah, this is the There's number one attention getter it. I have.
But mostly she embraces the name as proof that you can overcome any obstacle in life and achieve your
Dude,
dreams.
Okay, stop. This is insane.
I mean, has anyone ever heard of Pedophile Johnson, who went on to invent great things? That's a tough name.
Yeah, you know, Eli Whitney, the inventor of the cotton gin, you know what his real name was? It was Butthole Sniffing Larry.
Yeah, and then he overcame that to become the inventor of the cotton gin.
They called him Eli for short.
Yeah.
Dude, you're kidding me. So this name, this is, okay, so this is where we're at now. There's people with fucking disabilities, people that are paralyzed from the neck down, people that need machines to help them breathe, people who are terrified that there might be a blackout because their machine will run out of batteries and they'll die. You're talking about people with fucking severe autism.
People who can't ride a bike across the country when they say they're going to do it.
How about military people who were fully functioning, high-level athletic people before they went to war and come back with their faces blown off and limbs missing?
Yeah, lose a limb or their mind. It can't be healed.
And this lady's above all of them.
Yeah, because
this is the hardest thing.
Because she couldn't change her name legally, but she felt it was disrespectful to her mom, who she clearly doesn't like.
You think a guy
she left at 15,
guy who got his legs blown off by an IED, wouldn't kill for marijuana Pepsi being his name as his fucking obstacle?
Like, you can call
to overcome
Coke Cock Franklin.
I'll put dyslexia over this fucking lady.
She said people may, the authors or the writers, people may hear the name and picture someone spaced out on the couch, but they couldn't be more wrong.
Dude, what is this writer doing? What is this? What, between delivering pizzas, this person writes for the paper?
This is insane. It's fitting that an African-American woman who has gone through life as marijuana Pepsi chose as her dissertation topic, black names in white classrooms, teacher behaviors, and student perceptions.
Is marijuana Pepsi a black name?
But by the way, if you're a white kid was named marijuana Pepsi, it'd be the same exact fucking thing. It's not a racial issue.
It's not a racial issue. Marijuana Pepsi. Hold on. Do you have 15 minutes? I got to talk about this name with you.
I
have 800 questions.
I got a doctor's appointment that I may die if I don't go to, but I got to talk to you for at least 15 minutes on this. What the fuck? I'm gonna turn the time on because I don't want to end it at 13. Yeah. It needs to go full 15.
They have an egg timer.
She interviewed black students at the University of Wisconsin Whitewater rafting, where she earned her bachelor's.
Oh wait,
I made that up.
Oh,
okay. Whitewater is real. I made up the rafting. Where she earned her bachelor's degree about the effect of their distinctly black names on their treatment by teachers and on their academic achievement. The young people were eager to speak on the topic. Many of the students reported an experience that marijuana knew all too well. The teacher would stop on their names while taking attendance and begin quizzing them about it in front of everyone.
Okay, why? Wait,
that's... What'd you possibly
name?
Quiz? And just be like, yeah, that's my name.
So you can't quiz people now?
On a name.
If you're a teacher, maybe she's trying to get to know you better.
Or say it's the first day of class and you're like, is this a joke? Like, I don't want you to be fucking with me. Is your name marijuana? Okay, let's move on.
And is she also saying that all these teachers were white? Like,
it
wait,
sounds like it.
But also, so maybe they're like, oh, that's an interesting name. That's unique. Teachers get a lot of names.
Or like, how do you pronounce
that? Yeah. And also like, oh, that's interesting. Let me get to know a little bit more about you.
Again,
the teacher's like, oh, just dropping hard end bombs on them and like ridiculing them.
The teacher's
probably
not
didn't
to blame.
Happen.
I believe we should be looking at the mother again.
Yeah.
Who's not.
Also, the teacher probably just goes, wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Here's the thing. When you see something you don't see every day, you're allowed to stop and take a little extra long look. You're allowed to. You're not ridiculing it by being inquisitive.
And like they said in the thing, if it bothered you so much, you could have been called Mary. You went against the grain. You chose that.
It's so weird how everybody like wants to be considered unique, but the minute that you're singled out
for being
a particular,
unique,
you're
like, I don't want to be unique.
No, I'm sure this person wasn't like, that's the stupidest fucking name, you stupid cunt, I'll kill you.
It's almost like Guy Fieri's like, stop talking about my appearance. It's like, you make your appearance clownish. So you, therefore, it is disgust.
Yeah.
It's a fucking cause and effect.
Dude, everybody talks about how unique you are. And so somebody finally goes, well, that, yeah, that's interesting. Haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
So accept it. That's just how it is, you stupid fuck.
So she said, marijuana said to a professor at Whitewater Rafting University, she said, I'm sorry. You didn't ask anyone else that. Why are you asking me? My name is Marijuana. Thank you.
Oh, my God, dude. I can picture this lady right now. Are you kidding me? Dude.
She's an adult here. That's an adult to another adult.
What a fucking attitude.
Your fucking name's Marijuana. The person has the right to ask the question. Maybe you changed it. He doesn't know, or she.
Dude, you know what I see? When I see a Lamborghini drive down the street, I go, oh, I don't see that every day. Well, in LA you do, but I still look at it because I'm like, that's unique. That's different.
And they're like, stop looking, you piece of shit.
Yeah, get your fucking eyes off my Lamborghini, you asshole.
It's also like that woman you saw who has her tits out being like, why are people looking at me? It's like, well, yeah. To be quite honest.
Why are homeless guys jerking off to me in their sleeping bags?
Like, what you're wearing is unique.
I understand. You have every right to wear it, but it's unique. It's different. It caught my eye.
Yes, and it caught that man's eye. And his hand and his penis.
He caught his dick in his hand.
His dick got caught in the sleeping bag zipper.
I went fishing for a boater. I caught a big one. Gotta reel it in.
Marijuana has never met anyone else with that name, shocker. But she would like to. Sometimes she speaks to young people who think it would be cool to name their own child Marijuana. Someday she advises against it. When she go to school,
dude,
and she's like, everybody, I know you're dying to name your kid Marijuana. Don't do it.
But this contradicts everything that she's talking about. She's like, yeah, it's Marijuana. Big deal. Also, but never name your kid Marijuana.
Yeah, she's like, I love it, but don't do it. It helped me.
You know why? Because she wants to be the only person. Probably. There's no story if someone else is named Marijuana.
Marijuana producers try to find her on LinkedIn. Oh my God, what a travesty. How do you fucking deal with that?
Wow, every one of these obstacles seems like, how would you rebound from this?
Crippling. As I reported in the first article, Marijuana has never smoked or vaped or ingested her namesake drug. Not once. Here's what she said when I asked her for her view on legalization.
Did she drink Pepsi?
I don't know.
She likes Coke.
My main concern are the individuals serving time for marijuana-related offenses. I'd like to see all their sentences overturned. These people were locked up for making money from the sale of marijuana, and now the government has figured out ways to make money themselves. It is legal and further encouraged.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I don't really know what that has to do with her fucking name.
She doesn't.
By the way, there's not enough material for this article. They're like, hey, we said it had to be like 800 words. You're bringing us like 20 words here.
Sounds like this writer was like on too much marijuana and Pepsi. And they're like, I have a deadline. I'm going to go to an old article I had. I have nothing new to say about it. Here we go.
To me, it sounds like a writer with no talent. real lack of talent here.
She doesn't drink either. When anyone urges her to try alcohol as a way to relax, she says,
what does this have to do with her fucking name?
Nothing.
You fucking pricks.
I feel great. I party with drunk people. You can't tell us apart. Okay. Great.
Dude,
who cares?
This is the craziest non-article article.
Who cares? Oh my God. You see Marijuana Pepsi? Seemed like she was drunk, but she's not drunk.
Hold on. Do you have 20 minutes? I got to talk to you about the fact that you've never smoked marijuana, but your name is Marijuana.
She drives so poorly. I thought she was wasted. Turns out she doesn't drink at all. That should be in this article. She once killed somebody in an accident. She wasn't drunk. She was just driving sober.
Dude, here's the thing. And the whole time I was thinking this, I'm glad they addressed it. I wanted to know if she's ever been with drunk people. And evidently, yes.
Yeah, she's been to weddings, I guess.
Yeah. Weird.
When you go to a wedding with her, the name card says Marijuana Pepsi on it.
And everybody gathers around.
And they mock her and point. She's like, excuse me, no one else points.
They throw pies in her face.
They smoke blunts and throw the ashes at her.
they force her to take bong rips.
They hold her down and pour Pepsi on her head. This sentence is beautiful. She also doesn't drink Pepsi or other soda except for an occasional fruity soft drink and an ice cream float.
Yeah, I hate you. I hate all these people. So much.
She loves ice cream floats.
I'm going to break your computer with a hammer. The same hammer John Little
would hate this. Remember, he's like, what the fuck are these stories you're telling? Are you trying to piss me off?
Dude, this is insanity.
Marijuana hopes to write a book that expands on the theme of her dissertation. Please do.
If this article is any indication, it's going to be a real humdinger.
I want to see that article on ice cream floats.
But I was watching Brule. He went to the car lot. He's like, I want to get me a real red humdinger.
Humdinger. And she may seek out a professorship. For years, she's been putting aside money every month for the Marijuana Pepsi Scholarship, which starting this fall will give $500.
By the way, not affiliated at all with Pepsi or marijuana.
Yeah. $500 to the deserving first generation African American student enrolled at UW-Whitewater.
What's that gonna get you?
Not much. It's a way of giving back to for marijuana, who received a $12,000
scholarship. Wait, she's saving money?
To give $500.
She doesn't have the $500 yet?
We're not rich. I could probably give out $500.
I'd give you $500 cash right now.
She got a $12,000 scholarship from Wisconsin Power and Light Co. to attend Whitewater right out of high school in 1990. No teacher or counselor in high school had ever suggested college to her, and she had to put on a late push to raise her grades enough to qualify.
Yeah, nobody ever, people told me college might not be for you, buddy.
You need an article. Still,
dude.
You need an article.
How is that an obstacle? Again, I go back to the fact that the guys I know that are most successful, one's an electrician, the other guy's a BMW mechanic. Neither of them went to college. It's not like a thing where it's like, well, nobody ever pushed me to college. What was I going to be? A homeless fucking drug addict?
Well,
no,
sounds like
other
her,
routes.
It also sounds like her grades weren't great, so maybe they're just like, we don't think she wants to go to college.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, she does. Dude, you're responsible for your own fucking grades. It's like me complaining that I had shitty grades. Yeah, I hated school. I don't, what do you mean to say?
No one ever told me to not be 600 pounds, but I was just like, hey, I shouldn't be 600 pounds.
Yeah.
Like I took that upon myself. Now when she goes into classroom, she introduces herself as Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. That makes it easy to grab the kids' attention and share her message.
She's like, the stance
she loves
on this,
it, but she hates it.
Yeah, I can't grasp her real true feelings on this.
Regardless of what they do, say, or what they're trying to put in place, you still have to move forward and succeed, she tells them. That's my big thing. Don't use that as an excuse. Use that as the stepping stone to keep on going. Leave those people behind, and then you reach back. Each one, reach one. Reach back and pull somebody else up.
Reach around?
Yeah.
So reach back, grab it.
There you go. That's it was written by Jim Stingle, I believe.
Dude, I think that's the most poorly written and just most ridiculous
pointless
article that I've ever heard.
We are all stupider for having.
We really are. This guy goes, I'm doing a follow-up on this lady.
Here's his Twitter. He's Jim Stingle, says, and she doesn't smoke or drink either one. Hashtag marijuana news.
Is this a guy that you heard doing comedy in that guy's backyard?
Probably.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He says this lady's hilarious that he wrote an article about.
Well,
here's another one of his articles. How long would you park your car with a bird's nest on the hood? I swear to God, I'm reading this off his Twitter. He said we need more kindness even towards birds.
Dude, get the fuck out of here. Lift the fucking thing up and move it, you piece of shit. This guy's like, well, I don't know.
I can't drive it.
I haven't been able to go to work for 3 months.
I can't. They've been there for years. I can't move my car.
How long was the car sitting? Do you know how long it takes to build a bird's nest? Oh, there's rats living in my car. I don't want to be mean to them.
Here's another of this guy's. Is this real?
This might be a parody.
Is he a humorist? No. Is he like Todd Barry? Or what,
is this a real article, though? This guy's real?
And then this is another one. Is annual contest. Passengers in small airplanes take turns dropping sacks of flour on a bullseye painted on the runway below.
I've seen that on YouTube.
So this guy's reporting on that.
That's not a report. They go, hey, they dropped flour out of it. Some people got close to the bullseye. Some people didn't. That's it.
God, this fucking guy.
This guy might be, dude, so here's what we do. Deep dive on this guy. He's got some other good ones in there, I'm sure.
He is, is it weird to have a favorite tree? And then a freeway tree. And he said, I'm glad to hear that other people really love the same tree that I do.
This guy's secretly right for Prairie Home Companion.
This guy could be the most boring person in the fucking
world. Is this the
real
Reverend Ham?
This is Jim Stingle. Stingle.
He's putting a real Stingle in me.
He's Stingle in my panties.
I wish it'd be a little more Stingle
on these
articles.
Stingle in my balls. Tommy Morris.
Oh,
Milwaukee novelist who wrote On a Manic High is, what's he doing? The words flowed out of him 3 months as he huddled over a vintage Mac computer in his basement. Often well into the night.
I like how vintage Mac computer.
It just means old.
Yeah, I know. It's like he couldn't afford a new laptop, so he's writing on an old one.
The Bottle was launched in 1998. Message in a bottle. It's hard to say how it split the time between floating in the water and resting on shore.
Dude, fuck you, you piece of shit. Are you that an article? It's hard to say. I don't know.
Where did he find
this? But we're going to fucking write about it. Get out. It's hard to say how it spent its time. Who cares how it spent its fucking time? But you know what? A dolphin could have eaten that fucking thing and choked on it. What a cunt.
And what the fuck? A lot of people shit on journalism. I don't think you're not shitting on Stingles.
Stingles needs to start eating some Stingles needs to start eating some Pringles. Lay off the writing.
Paper Boys and One Girl reunite to remember the glory days of delivering papers. What the fuck is this guy
I'm done.
Doing?
I give up on this fucking guy. The glory days? Oh, yeah. That was great. Waking up at 5 a.m.
Here's another beaut. Strip club born again as a Christian school. The stage and bar are still there. So are the strippers' changing rooms and leopard carpet. But it's a Christian school. Woo!
What is that even? Who cares?
The fuck cares?
Guess what? I mean, that's like saying my apartment building was built where Native Americans used to live.
Jay Sager didn't set out to attend every home opener for the Brewers since seventh grade, but the years passed and he's never missed one. Where do you find this fucking also, mundane shit?
Where do you go with this? The title says it all. Okay, so he never missed the game. Great.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about that guy.
Great, dude.
It's going to be there's like two paragraphs about how he never, can you believe he never set out to do this, but he accomplished it?
Annual road trip with friends goes wherever the dart hits on a map.
Fuck you. I'll fucking kill you. I'm like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
He's the stupidest. Fuck. It sounds like I'm making this shit up.
Dude,
I'm not.
Are you sure it's not a parody account?
This is real.
How many followers does he have?
Like 2,000.
Dude, so they're like, so let me get this straight. So you just put a map, you throw a dart, then you get in your car and drive? I can't wait to write 3 pages on this.
You guys are fucking wild. He writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He writes for, I mean, it's a known paper, I suppose.
I hope he's not their top guy.
I hope he is.
Wow.
Mom, I'm going to write for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, he ain't no spittle. You know, no Stingle.
Stingle.
Stingle's writing about a bird's pussy.
Stingle's in prison with me? He came to interview me?
Don't talk to him. He'll get stuff out of you. He has a knack for making people talk.
He's doing an article on the ice machine.
I wouldn't be shocked.
And he just wants like to know how many people use it and like where it came from.
I wouldn't be shocked.
All right, let's get out of here. Yeah. We'll dive into Stingle next week.
Yeah, we got
or not next
we
week gotta, after the Sean
we
Patton
gotta
episode.
We got to earmark Stingle, see what he's up to.
Stingle's going to be our new. He's added to the roster. You got Stingle. We got Bus Root might have to be called back. And by the way, screw you, Stingle.
Yeah, one more. He's got to add another guy to the list. Yeah, Bus Root will be called back for episode 300.
Yeah, we'll call him. We'll get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you again,
Lee.
Thank you to Lee.
That's fucking tremendous. Really made the show.
Beautiful. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks again, everyone, for coming to episode 200. Listen to it. Check out the video. A lot of people were asking. It will be on YouTube when in the next.
I'll put
it up. Probably by now.
Yeah, I'll put it up this before. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people were asking. Yeah, but I'll. We'll tweet it out.
The sound isn't great on it, but it's, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
We were doing it not in a studio or anywhere, so it was hard to
get. Did our best with what we had.
BetDSI, promo code DO101. Check out Beach Cops.
Yep.
Those posters, hit up. Give me your email again.
Yeah, it's Danish, DANISH, the mayor. @gmail.com.
And then we'll get you the Venmo information, leave your address, $15. We'll ship them out. Limited number available. And stay tuned next week for Sean Patton.
Yeah, and then when O'Neill gets back, we're hoping to have some interesting guests on. We already have discussed a few of them.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
We have that to look forward to. And we're now in the 200s. We're 8 episodes away from episode 209, where we're going to have...
live from Stockton.
Yeah.
No, maybe.
We're
going to
have Jerry McFly call in and the mayor of Stockton.
We'll try to get the Diaz brothers.
Yeah, they may make an appearance. All right, guys, take her sleazy.
Well, it's a number one bestiality podcast. There ain't no number two. Well, it's a number one bestiality podcast. It's great for me and you. It's Danish and O'Neill.
You fucked up, Bush.